Well, let's go straight to Victoria tonight, where the Premier Daniel Andrews has just announced that the state will go into hard lockdown for 5 days from midnight tonight, with a necessity and determination, he says, to beat the current fast-spreading outbreak. The state has recorded 2 new cases today, on top of another 10 reported late yesterday. But what's worrying the health authorities is the speed with which one chain of transmission in particular is moving. Here's the justification for the lockdown from Premier Daniel Andrews.
We would prefer that this had not come to our state. We would prefer that we didn't have to deal with these issues. But this is so infectious. This is such a challenge that we must do this. You only get one chance to go hard and go fast. If you wait, if you hesitate, if you doubt, then you'll always be looking back wishing you had done more earlier. I am not prepared to avoid a 5-day lockdown now only to find ourselves in a 5-week or a 5-month lockdown. That's why we're making this very difficult decision, and it's why I know Victorians will, despite the pain and the difficulty of this, know and understand that there is no option. What's more, they'll know and understand that they each have an important part to play in the success of this lockdown.
Premier Dan Andrews there. Well, Samantha Donovan has been listening to that news conference in Melbourne for us. Sam, just take us through what the Premier has announced.
Well, he's announced, Linda, that he's taken the advice of the Chief Health Officer and the state will go into a hard lockdown at 11:59 tonight. That will last until 11:59 next Tuesday. As I said, a hard lockdown, and he said it's virtually a repeat of the last lockdown, statewide, as you mentioned. And the Premier said, look to what happened last time. If you were allowed to work last time, if you were authorised to work, it'll be the same situation as then. If you were closed, if you're a business and you were closed, then you will again be closed in this lockdown. Business support will be announced tomorrow, so that will be, we understand, a payment similar to those made for the last lockdown.
And what can you tell us about the new cases announced today? The numbers are small, but the chain of transmission is really worrying authorities, isn't it?
That's right, Linda. And I know you mentioned that 2 cases were announced earlier today on top of the 10 that came out late yesterday. I can let you know there are another 2 cases that have just been announced by the Premier. One of those is connected to the members' reserve at the MCG at the footy last Saturday. That was the Geelong-Carlton match. And another is a close contact of one of these people who has come down with the virus at the Aerial Apartments in Maribyrnong, which is in the city's northwest. And it's this Aerial Apartment chain of transmission that really is the one that's causing a lot of concern. Victoria's COVID response coordinator, Jerome Wymer, has described that as a rapidly moving and dynamic chain. And he said it's possibly the fastest moving chain of transmission we've ever seen in Victoria, possibly the nation. So the 2 cases announced earlier today are 2 people who are at the footy sitting in the MCC reserve. So what's happened there is a man from the Aerial Apartments who picked up the virus from that team of Sydney removalists has gone to the footy and unfortunately passed it on to these 2 strangers. So they're 2 of those 4 new cases announced today. So that means now in Victoria we've got 16 active cases. No, it'll be 18 now associated with 2 chains of transmission. The other chain is the Coles supermarket in Craigieburn, that incident where someone who was meant to be in quarantine after returning from Sydney went shopping at the Coles there. There are now more than 75 exposure sites in the state and more than 1,500 primary close contacts, 5,000 secondary close contacts. But as you said, it's this Aerial Apartments chain of transmission that really is causing so much concern and I think has really prompted the lockdown.
And, of course, there are issues across the state, but the regions don't all have the virus and they've been terribly frustrated in the past when they've been included in lockdowns. What is the plan for the regions? Did Daniel Andrews address that?
He did. The entire state is included in this lockdown, Linda. Mr. Andrews said he's doing that with a very heavy heart, having grown up in the regions. He knows how frustrating it is for those people. But he pointed to the fact that we've already got concerns about cases, for example, in the town of Balan, which is a bit out of Melbourne, Bacchus Marsh. We've got exposure at Bacchus Marsh Grammar there. One of the men who's tested positive after being at the footy with his mate last Saturday, he's from Barwon Heads. He's been to had some contact with people at the primary school in Barwon Heads. So there are already regional concerns. Importantly, though, the Premier said that he will release parts of regional Victoria earlier than next Tuesday if it's safe to do so, and that is all dependent on a lot of the testing numbers. So he mentioned, for example, the Alpine areas, the far east of the state, East Gippsland, where so far no known contacts or exposure as yet. So that may give people in the region some comfort that they may get out of this hard lockdown for the state a little earlier than the rest of us.
Okay, thanks very much, Sam. Samantha Donovan.